everybody. Welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. Excited to be talking with you today. I got some cool stuff to show you just so you can see how it's coming along. Check that out. So Christina Peck is going to be joining us on some of these from time to time. She's going to be doing Peck Underground Church from time to time. And we have a light for her, a computer, a microphone, webcam. Everything's coming along. So just wanted to give you a quick update on that. So a recent study has apparently proven or at least led evidence to 18-year-olds with autism that they benefit from medical marijuana. Now, I know this goes a little bit outside of the scope of Bible prophecy that we usually talk about on the show, but I know that a lot of my viewers are chronic pain sufferers. I'm a chronic pain sufferer myself, and I've heard a lot of things about medical marijuana and CBD oil. I of course take kratom every day. So a lot of these things are coming about, and I think it's important to talk about because, you know, of course there are things in the Bible that people will try to say refer specifically to marijuana, and I would say maybe in a general sense, like, you know, herbs are for healing and stuff like that. In a general sense, I suppose, but like anything else, it can easily be abused. Now, we're not talking about the abuse of marijuana today, but specifically the study that talks about the benefits of medical marijuana. And then I want to talk a little bit about CBD oil a little bit later. So this comes from Breaking Israel News. And again, the headline is "Study Proves 18-Year-Olds with Autism Benefit from Medical Marijuana." If you want to look at that on your own. So medical cannabis has been said by researchers to relieve symptoms of numerous physical diseases, and I've heard personal testimonies from many of you out there, many of my close friends who I think us chronic pain sufferers kind of attract to one another because a lot of my friends suffer from chronic pain, but this includes pain, but also muscle spasticity due to multiple sclerosis, pain and spasms from spinal cord injuries, loss of appetite, pain from cancer, anorexia, weight loss, and severe nausea in HIV and AIDS patients, but it's also reported to be effective in easing and minimizing pain and depression for inflammatory bowel disease, even improving sleep quality in people with insomnia and reducing drowsiness, and improving the quality of life in terminal patients. Now, in Israel alone, there are tens of thousands of patients with various disorders who have obtained licenses from the health ministry to purchase at pharmacies supplies of medical cannabis, and the government has just decided to allow exports of the plant in its various forms. But now, researchers at the Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and Soroka University Medical Center in Beersheba have proven, apparently, that medical cannabis is effective in relieving symptoms in people with autism, surprisingly enough. And I'm curious about this. I know many of you have relatives and children who are autistic. Do any of you use medical cannabis? Have you tried it? And what effects have you seen, if any? I'm legitimately curious to know what you have to say. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. But Lehi Bar Lev Schleider, a doctoral student at the Clinical Research Institute of Cannabis at BGU's Faculty of Health Sciences and Soroka, and Professor Raphael Mircholam of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Naama Saban of the Research Department of Tikkun Olam LTD, and other colleagues have just published their findings in the prestigious journal Nature Scientific Reports. So if you look up Nature Scientific Reports, you can find it there too. So the researchers wrote, quote, "There has been a dramatic increase in the number of children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders, or ASD, worldwide. Recently, anecdotal evidence of possible therapeutic effects of cannabis products has emerged. The aim of this study is to characterize the epidemiology of ASD patients receiving medical cannabis treatment and to describe its safety and efficacy," end quote. So this isn't coming just from some blog somewhere. It's an actual scientific study. There's actual real evidence to back this stuff up now. But they analyzed the data prospectively collected as part of the treatment program of 188 ASD patients aged 18 years treated with medical cannabis between 2015 and 2017. So they found that medical cannabis is good, safe, and effective as an option in relieving the symptoms of autism, including seizures, tics, depression, restlessness, and tantrums. But and overall, more than 80% of their parents reported a significant or moderate improvement in their children. So ASD is a developmental disorder that affects communication and behavior. Although autism can be diagnosed at any age, it is said to be a developmental disorder because symptoms generally appear during the first 2 years of life. Now, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM-5, which is a guide created by the American Psychiatric Association used to diagnose mental disorders, ASD patients have difficulty with communication and interaction with other people, restricted interests and repetitive behaviors, and symptoms that interfere with the person's ability to function properly in school, work, and other areas of life. Now, autism is known as a spectrum disorder because there is wide variation in the type and severity of symptoms people experience. So ASD occurs in all ethnic, racial, and economic groups. Although ASD can last a lifetime, treatments and services can improve a person's symptoms and ability to function. Now, before we continue, I want to take just a quick second to tell you about something that I recently became involved in. Because, again, I'm hearing all these benefits from many of you about CBD oil. And many of you have said that I have to check it out. I got to look into it for myself. And I have to reach my own conclusions and all that. I've received a lot of anecdotal evidence that it seems like a lot of people are being helped. Now, of course, it's anecdotal. So, you know, take that for what it is. But it seems like a lot of people are being helped with this, so much so that I've decided that I want to provide it to you. And I've searched around and tried to find the best source that I can for this, because I'm all about healthy living, non-GMO, that, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just want to make you aware that now if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, I have available there the best top quality CBD oil that you can find on the market today. I mean, it's the most powerful and beneficial CBD oil available. It's called CBD Pure. There's also a version for pets, and CBD for pets. And if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, you can find it there. Just click on the link. It's in the upper, it's right at the top on the sidebar. You can find it there. But what I really like about this company, and again, I've said this many, I don't really promote a whole lot of stuff on this channel. You know, I'll do like conferences or, you know, stuff like that. But it's rare that I actually find a product that I believe is top quality and would be beneficial for you guys. So they have on their website actual medical tests that they've done on their own CBD oil. You can look at all of these. Actually, I can show you their website if you wanna check it out. This is what it looks like here. Most powerful, beneficial, but these aren't empty claims. They have guaranteed it's organic. It's quality tested. They actually have the tests. If you scroll down more, they'll show you. There's lots of satisfied people. Now they give the science right here behind CBD Pure, and that's what the company is. So if you could scroll over here and get more information on all these organic purity, don't want the newsletter. Okay, so CBD in your health, it talks about that, what people are saying. This is all organic and pure. It's non-GMO hemp. And for those who aren't familiar with at all with CBD oil, it doesn't get you high. So that was like the one thing that I was worried about at first with it. You don't get any kind of buzz or anything from it like that. It doesn't work, but it doesn't work in that way. But this is grown in Colorado by local farmers. It says our hemp oil is minimally processed by following the highest organic standards at every step of our growing, harvesting, and bottling process. So you're buying the actual purest CBD oil from natural sources, 100% free of anything synthetic, no artificial ingredients. And look at this. They test every single batch of oil that they process to ensure that it meets the purity standards. So they have third-party testing. This is where you can actually see the certificate of analysis. Pesticide testing to make sure there's no pesticides, microbiological screening, residual solvent testing. I mean, they really go into all of this to make sure it's the best that you can get today. So that really impressed me. They also have a pet version, which you can see here. And look at that. They even have live chat support. If you had any questions about it, you can ask them and they'll be happy to answer. Non-psychoactive, you know, organically grown and safe. So you can do it for your pets if your pets are sick or if your pets need some relief. And there's a whole history behind that. There's the science behind it. You know, it says it's easy to use for pets. You just put it in their food. And it has many therapeutic benefits. CBD Pet may help your pet feel more relaxed, which in turn helps pet feel, you know, aggression issues, self-trauma, cognitive problems, excessive vocalization, urination and marking problems even. So there's lots of good stuff to look at here. I'll let you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. This is my website here, joshpeckdisclosure.com. And right over here, you'll see these two banners. Pure CBD oil today and pure CBD oil for pets. You can click on those and get more information. Also over here, if you want the Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit access, you can click on that. And then this is the sounding alarm to get your tickets to hear the Watchman and use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, to get $20 off your tickets. But yeah, that's where you go. So just go to Josh Peck Disclosure and then you can check it out. I don't want to take too much time in talking about all of that, but I figured that you would want to know because I've gotten a lot of questions about it, and I've even had some requests from people if I could offer something like that. And you know, it's hard for me to offer a whole lot of products on this channel. I would like to do more. It's just I'm very skeptical, and there's not a whole lot that I trust. So I got, you know, it's for me, it's hard to find companies that really do their homework like that in a way that I, you know, feel comfortable promoting. So there you go. You can check it out. Again, joshpeckdisclosure.com. So let's continue on with the story today. So Dr. Gal Mary of the Center for Autism in the Negev, who participated in the study, he explained, quote, treatment of most patients was based on cannabis oil containing 30% CBD, cannabidiol, and 1.5% THC, the psychoactive substance. Now, what's different about that, the CBD oil that you would be getting from Josh Peck Disclosure it's not psychoactive at all. But anyway. Now, structured questionnaires for patients and their parents examined symptoms, overall assessment, and side effects while taking medical cannabis. Novak says, quote, in an effort to improve symptoms in autistic patients as well as quality of life, we believe that double studies with placebo are essential for better understanding of the effect of cannabis on ASD patients. So double placebo tests are very important for this type of study. So Mary and Novak are members of the Negev Autism Center, which is a research clinical partnership between Ben-Gurion University and Soroka University Hospital, and a database of all children in the Negev who have been diagnosed with autism since 2015. So after 6 months of treatment, 30% of patients reported significant improvement, 53.7% reported mild improvement, and only 15% reported mild or no change at all. So it seems quality of life, mood, and ability to perform routine activities, all of that stuff was examined before and after treatment. So a good quality of life was reported by 31.3% of patients before treatment, while after half a year, it doubled to 66.8%. A positive mood was reported by parents before treatment as 42%, followed by 63.5% after the study. So it seems like there was significant improvement. Now, the ability to dress and shower independently was significantly improved by the treatment of 26.4% who reported no problem in this activity before treatment. This percentage jumped to 42.9% after treatment. So cannabis-based drugs also improved sleep and increased concentration. So there's a lot more information on this. The story is actually quite long. And if you want, you can go to Breaking Israel News to find out the rest of it. But I wanted to talk about that because, you know, our health is always really important, of course. You know, we only get one physical life. We only get one physical body. We get the one that God gave us, and we need to take care of it. And sometimes people find benefits in this stuff. So I want to know what you think about this autism study, but I also want to know in your own personal life what you think about some of these natural cures. What are your or natural treatments, I should say? What are your favorites? What has worked for you? Have you tried CBD oil, and have you got have you gained any benefit from it? You know, clarity of thought or a reduction in physical pain, reduction in depression or anxiety, any of that kind of stuff. I've only really heard the majority good things. So I would like to know your story. Please leave it in the comment section below. And yeah, again, if you have not had a chance to do so already, get your tickets to hear The Watchmen 2019, end of March. Tickets are still on sale. You can use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, to get $20 off your tickets. I would love to see you there. That would be great. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Deep biblical truths from the foremost experts in the field today. So that's going to be great. I can't wait to see you there. This has been a blast. Leave me your comments. And till next time, this has been Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. All right, have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.